Moving along to agenda item number 14, failure to report. Ms. Hart.
Good afternoon, Commissioner and Commission members. There is right change in the order for you all. I have a Ms. Jennifer Hugh who's here, and she had an emergency, and we were just going to take her. She was the second case that normally would have been in your evaluation packet. Kevin Wyant was first, and Ms. Jennifer Hugh was second. Because Ms. Hugh had an emergency, we just put her in the station first, and she is here.
Mm-hmm. Please proceed.
Which number?
The second case that's in your Ms. Jennifer Hume was initially notified by staff that she had failed to report for the month of February 2014 by first and second notification postcards. She was also missing months for March through August 2014. Ms. Hume was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest records. The third notification by certified mail was received by Ms. Hume on August the 14th, 2014. Staff made additional phone calls to Ms. Hume regarding her missing harvest reports and left a message for her. Ms. Hume did return staff's call, but not until after she had already received her personal service letter for hearing on September the 23rd, 2014. This call was received by staff around noon, and by that time, we were already in our commission proceedings. At that time, Ms. Hume reported no activity for the months of February through May, July, and September. Ms. Hume was still also missing June and August 2014. As of today, Ms. Hume did come into the office to bring June and August 2014 reports into the office. So as of today, she is current for all her reports. Her licenses were suspended by the commission at the last commission hearing until she appeared. She is here today, and you can call her to the phone. Ms. Jennifer Hume.
Ms. Hughes, is there anything you'd like to tell the commission?
Thank you very much, Kathy. Appreciate it.
Please raise your right hand. You hereby hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Thank you, ma'am.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Jennifer Hume.
Thank you, Ms. Hume. Is there anything you'd like to tell the commission about the situation?
No, I want to be possible. Busy.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zita,
how long have you had the fishing licenses?
I inherited them from my dad when he died in December of 2012, the last year and this year.
Can you tell us why it's not important for you to follow the rules?
I don't believe that at all, sir. I just got really busy. I'm a single mom. I homeschool my three boys, but I'm not here to make excuses for myself. I was not responsible, and I just asked for your mercy.
Did you get the first two notices?
Yes, sir.
And what did that mean to you?
It meant that I should do it. I wasn't trying to shirk my responsibility. My house is in the middle of, it's been in the middle of remodeling. All my paperwork is scattered to the four winds and I just didn't get it done in the busyness of life. That's all.
No further questions.
Stephanie, is Ms. Hume up to date yet?
Yes, as of today, she came into the office and she did update all of her records. She was missing 2 months, and she did those here in the office today. Staff recommendation is a 2-year probation beginning today, ending on October 27, 2016.
Ms. Erskine.
Ms. Hume, do you still continue to fish?
I fish in June and August. I cut it on the weekend sometimes, but that's about it.
But those licenses are important to you?
Yes.
To maintain the... Okay.
And I'll read the entire recommendation for the record. Staff recommends Ms. Jennifer Hume be placed on probation for a period of 2 years ending October 27, 2016, during which time any violation of Chapter 610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Ms. Hume appearing before a hearing of the Commission on License Suspension.
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation for a 2-year probation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes. So, 2 years of probation, Ms. Hume. Let's get it right. Should be a lot easier.
Yes.
There you go. Technology is your friend. Sometimes.
Okay, so we'll resume the way in the order that you have it. The next case is Mr. Kevin R. Wyant. You're not sure if he's here or not. He was not present when we came into the commission at 12:45. If someone could just make a call for Mr. Kevin Wyant.
Officer, would you yell in the hallway and find out if Mr. Kevin Wyant is out there? Wyatt is not with us today, apparently.
Okay. Well, if Mr. Wyatt is not here, you can do the same that you've done in the past. We can hear a case either in his absence or you can suspend his licenses until he appears before the commission.
I have a question. Is he up to date now?
No.
And he was actually scheduled to be here in September?
Yes, he was. Well, in September he was supposed to be here. We gave him a few more months to hopefully try to get his records in before we brought him before the commission. However, he did not, and he was properly notified to be in the commission. He signed his third letter, and he's not here today.
And he's missing reports from last February, last March, and this September.
February, March, and September.
What's the commission's...
I'd make a motion to suspend his license until such time he appears before the commission.
Motion second. By Mr. Neal and a second by
second.
Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Next case is Mr. Philip Brown. I believe Mr. Philip Brown is here today. Mr. Philip Brown was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of December 2013 by first and second notification postcard. He is also missing reports for the months of May and June 2014. Mr. Brown was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. The third notification by certified mail was returned to VMRC unopened by the post office because it was unclaimed. Staff made several additional phone calls to Mr. Brown regarding his missing harvest reports and left messages for him. Mr. Brown's failure to report case was initially scheduled by staff for June 2014. Hearing but was delayed until the July 2014 to allow Mr. Brown more time to respond. The commission was not able to give him the 10-day notice prior to hearing in July, and so he was rescheduled for a hearing in August. Mr. Brown returned staff's call, but not until after he had been served to appear for a hearing on August 26, 2014. He was reminded at that time by staff that he still needed to submit his harvest report for the months of December 2013 and May 2014. Mr. Brown failed to appear before the commission at his scheduled hearing in August. Therefore, the commission suspended his licenses until he appeared for a hearing. He was reissued a service letter for a hearing September 23rd, 2014. Mr. Brown also failed to appear for a hearing on September 23rd. His licenses were continually suspended until he appeared. Mr. Brown again contacted staff by phone on September 24, 2014, and was under the misconception that his hearing was the same day. So he called the day after thinking that that was the commission meeting day. But unfortunately, it was the previous day. Mr. Brown also reported no activity for December 2014 and May 2014 at the time of the call. Staff informed him that he had missed his hearing and gave him the date of the next commission. And at that time, he was again reminded by staff that his licenses would remain suspended until he appeared before the commission.
Mr. Brown, I'm going to have to swear you in before you say anything to the commission here. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear that the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got?
Yeah, I swear to God. You give me a stack of Bibles tall as I am.
Okay. Please state your name for the record.
Philip Braxton Brown.
Thank
Leo.
It's good to see you finally.
It's nice to meet you too, Hoss.
Thank you.
Well, I got everything here. And Nancy was on vacation. She's the one who does my paperwork. I already done everything since day one, since I started and sent it there. So I cleared every bit of that up. It took me a week, I think, to do it, but I got them all from day one right there. I even put post-it names and everything, make it the little green card things. You know, talk about sending your reports non-active. I took care of all of that. It was just confused because I'm moving from my mom's house. I'm moving out. I'm getting my own place and everything. I would have already had it, but this is to put me in bankrupt and mess. So I was just trying to get my license back so I go shaft on you. I gave myself a hernia last year doing it, but I don't care. I got to go. It's pitiful, my bank account right now. So I made a mistake and I own up to it. That's all I can do.
Mr. Brown, how long have you been a commercial waterman?
Since I can crawl. I got pictures of me and working on my daddy in diapers.
You do know that your harvest reports are
a most
mandatory.
Most important thing, I understand. I'm a little bit
They're not a kind of business. They're a definite.
I know. I'm a little bit dyslexic for my handwriting. That's the reason I get everybody else to fill them out for me so you can actually read them. That was the first problem. They couldn't read them, and I done a mistake. But I took care of it, and I got a girlfriend that does it all for me now. And it was an honest mistake. Here's the paperwork for y'all to see. I'm sorry. I can't do no more about it. I'm screwed myself sideways, and I regret every last moment. I haven't slept. I haven't ate. I don't know. It's something I love and take pride into, and I'm good at it. The only thing I've done this spring was caught some bunkers.
Mr. Zetern.
You keep pointing to that folder there. Are those the reports that are due?
Nope. That's just that everything is just here. Make copies.
She's putting her hand out there. Can you? Here's what I want to know. Have you filed all the reports before this hearing that you're due to file?
Yes, sir.
And these are just copies of them?
Yep. And Nancy gave them back because she already had them on her desk. I sent them 2 or 3 times and put stamps on the front of them. Everything needs sure to come through. So even got another person to bring them and drop them off. I sent them with a telephone today, looking, walking up and down here, just trying to find the right building. I said, I'm a little country boy in a city now. I'm lost. It's funny. It's funny. I'm sorry for my language. But it really was. One-way streets got me.
Because the reports haven't gotten here until at this moment, I can't confirm whether they are the ones.
Well,
that's
the question. That's the question here is whether he's got these reports.
Real quick, sweetheart.
I mean, staff would have to confirm it, and I can't do it here at the podium.
As we sit here today, what is he delinquent on?
As of today, Phillip is missing. December 2013, May 2014, and August 2014. Those are resolved. December 2013, September 2013, and June 2014 are resolved. So by staff, he must have resolved these sometime in between the time.
Yeah, he wrote me the number, and wrote the date and everything in here. Nancy does all my paperwork. I'm good friends with Nancy.
So he's got them all resolved as of today, based on what staff has.
I didn't touch on this today, but that was when I got the other phone call.
Yeah.
I made my mother come up here and do it for me, made sure everything was right. Then Nancy come back. She says, I've got your paperwork here. What did you do?
Yeah.
But
there were some things that were missing off of the report, so they had to make sure that they
That's from my dad, but I got put in those issues. My fault. But I know better. say, everybody else is on the paperwork now, but I'll be able to see my own now. And I've got a file book. I'm just had to get everything organized. I'm not good with paperwork at all. I'll be a good guy. I'm good with these. You can look at them and tell.
Any other questions from the commission?
And I apologize, every last one. It's pure honest mistake. I just need to go back to work. I'm in debt. I've got 20 dogs to feed, and the only thing I can do right now is a set of shaft tongs, so hopefully by the end of the winter I can get my dredge rig back up and running.
Okay, and Stephanie, the staff recommendation is for Mr.
Staff
Brown to be...
Mr. Philip Brown be placed on probation for a period of 2 years ending on October 27, 2016, at which time any violation of Chapter 610 or any of the laws related to the Marine Resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Brown appearing before a hearing of the commission on license.
And that's 100% with me. And the one thing is scramble my paperwork up, and it really did. I had a concussion, and I didn't even know it. I had a car wreck. The paperwork got messed up. You can't see, I shoved my gums through my bottom set of teeth. This right here was nothing but bones, and it took me at least 3 weeks to remember half of what went on. I had a concussion. I've never done nothing like that. I'm serious. I had a light pole, the kerosene, you know, the little thing, poured right down inside a truck, ruined a brand new 2500 Chevrolet 2008. That's what I say. I'm just like this summer.
I'd move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Zetra.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Mr. Brown, you're on probation for
no
2 years.
No problem.
Dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure it's all copacetic. You seem like a fine fella. Rather not see you back here in these conditions again.
I promise you won't.
I take you at your word, sir.
I'll shake your hands. The whole word.
Okay.
So I can go back to work now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Then where do I get my card and stuff so I can go get my shaft tong license and that?
Right out the door to the right.
All right. Let's go. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rapp.
The bashful type.
I wish everybody left that happy.
Let the record note that somebody left this room happy.